It's a interesting week as customer boycotts seem to be working. Target has been under immense backlash for several items that they featured prominently in the front of their store in their Pride collections. Now, I've been on record saying, you know, I don't have any problem whatsoever with this stuff existing. So if people are a little more rigid about that, and maybe for religious beliefs, and I understand that and respect that. For me, I'm not offended that it exists. It's just when it gets into the, first of all, people are sick of having it crammed in their face. And second of all, when there's anything that kind of remotely targets youth, then it gets a little suspect, right? And now it seems like people have really mobilized against these companies who really want to politicize and push ideology on their customers. This is, you know, a core tenet of this channel is covering companies like this or Bud Light or Miller Lite, being stupid. You know, that's essentially exactly why I started Coffee Brand Coffee. And that's why it's like called Coffee Brand Coffee. It's not called like a liberal tears coffee or like anything branded like that. Like people say the name's silly, but like that's the point of it. And it looks now like Target has confirmed that they have removed several Pride items. Their stock is headed south today. That's the penalty, generally, for pushing back against this. So let's take a look at this story. Target removes some Pride Month products after facing threats. Now, I don't believe that their employees were getting threats. I believe that this was extremely well-calculated PR speak. Because if you say that we're removing it for our... you know, we're removing it for our employee safety, then you're not actually making the decision to remove it. You're doing it for your customer safety, right? Target will remove some of its LGBTQ plus merchandise in its Pride Month collection after facing backlash that threatened the safety of its workers. Again, I don't believe that. Also, I hugely disavow that. I've worked most of my jobs until, you know, I was in my 30s with retail jobs. If someone came in and was giving me grief over stuff that, you know, I had nothing to do with, you know, that's not okay. The company's website features hundreds of colorful Pride products, including rainbow shirts for men, pint glasses embellished with Cheers Queers, and a children's book about pronouns and other things. By the way, again, I don't have any problem with these products existing, other than the ones that are for kids, okay? And like, that's, I think, where I draw the line. I have lots of, well, I don't really have any IRL friends that are barely any BTQs in real life, but I do have gay friends, and they would agree with me that it's like, the kid stuff is creepy and weird. Why are you selling that? So you have that, and then the companies, so Target, the largest... One of the largest American general merchandise retailers that operates more than 1,900 stores store-wide said it offered products celebrating Pride Month typically in June for more than a decade, which is true. But this year's collection led to threats imperiling the safety of the staff, company spokeswoman Kayla Castaneda said in a statement. Given these volatile circumstances, we are making adjustments to our plans, including removing items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior. See, the thing is, people don't, I don't think most people cared about, oh, there's a Pride display. Like, duh, it's June, get used to it. Every major global corporation is going to be cramming it down your throat for the entire month. And, you know, that's, you can choose to shop somewhere else. People are used to it by now. But it's the kid stuff. It's the tuck friendly. It's like the slippery slope, right? The company did not specify which items are being removed, but misinformation in recent days has centered on its children's bathing suits that were falsely labeled as tuck-friendly by prominent conservative groups. They weren't. They were bathing suits that were tuck-friendly. I don't know if they were for kids or not. The tuck-friendly swimming suits were only for adults. Okay, the Associated Press reported. Again, like, the slippery slope has pushed people now to where they're very reactive, and I understand why. Some conservatives have also called for a boycott of Target over its partnership with the UK-based brand Abpralin, which they claim features satanic designs, Satanist designs. some of their pieces that Target was selling, including a sweatshirt, including an image of a snake with a line that says cure transphobia, not trans people, as well as a messenger bag that that says we belong everywhere. In an earlier Instagram post from the designer flagged by conservative media groups reads, quote, Satan respects pronouns. The caption explains that Satanists do not believe in Satan, but invoke him as a symbol of passion and pride. I mean, this is, I mean, it's just like pick anyone else, bro. Like pick literally anyone else. And again, this thing says, now Target removed LGBTQ merch for employee safety. Now the designer is getting threats. Again, I never actually see any of this stuff. It's so weird for all these journalists to never provide any evidence or any proof of it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I know for a fact it's not happening, but what I want to know is you're Target and you're a huge corporation with what, 1,200 stores and 100,000 employees or whatever. How many of those employees actually received any kind of credible threat? Is it one? I bet you it was one. And I bet you it was some weirdo, anon thing that isn't even credible. They would have you believe that it's they're under attack. Their employees are under attack. Okay, then you'd see videos of it, wouldn't you? You would see all sorts of things. Now, I don't support going into the store and even like harassing their employees, saying like, oh, where's the straight pride stuff? Dude, these people don't make enough to deal with your BS, okay? I've seen a lot of conservatives going in to Target and be like, oh, excuse me, man, where's the straight? Don't do that. They're just trying to get through their day. They're not trying to get involved in your political stuff, filming them, getting in their face. It has happened. That stuff. Now, I've not seen an aggressive or a threat or anything like that. But, dude, that's cringe and bad, okay? But, you know, that's a very small percentage. And, you know, I probably saw two or three videos like that. The whole situation has been far worse than I could have imagined in terms of pushback against my person. This is the Satanist. Carnell tells Rolling Stone over email, I've received innumerable threats. Innumerable? Well, then I should probably see a half dozen in this report. But there are none. Interesting. These are only being outnumbered by the sheer volume of hate messages I received. I'm upset over the lies that have been spread about me and the falsehood that I designed so-called satanic items for kids at Target. I designed items only for the adult sections, none of which had any occult or otherwise satanic imagery. And that is true. The two items that this dude did design were not like weird, you know. I think that that's, you know, you've got to be truthful. You've got to tell the truth. Now, certain items sold by their company do include that imagery. The sweatshirts and tote bags that were designed for Target were not. Currently, no results for the company appear when searched directly through Target, and users accessing the items through Google are redirected to a product not available. I mean, Carnell explains that while he understands the importance of employee safety, he believes Target could have approached this response differently. I wish that Target had taken a different approach, such as employing more security. Oh, that's what they should do. Pay more security guards to remove disruptive patrons instead of removing or shrinking the pride displays, he says. I do, however, understand that employees' physical safety comes first, as it should, particularly in open carry states. This dude doesn't even know. So this is another classic non-American that has no idea what carry states are like or what, you know, you walk into a store with, you know, five dudes open carrying, you'll never be safer. It's not like the Wild West. We're like, yeah, pew, 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 pew. Those people are carrying illegally. Okay. The people that carry legally are not doing that. They're not Yosemite Samming out there. Wee-haw, I saved $2.99 on a steak. That doesn't happen, Brits. Okay. I love you, but that doesn't happen. Now you go to Chicago. Those people are not conceal and carry people. Those are criminals, okay? And what's interesting is, you know, Target removes Pride Month merchandise after threats. Now Governor Newsom goes after them, knocks Target for pulling LGBTQ merchandise from stores. Gavin Newsom, of course, quote, CEO of Target, Brian Cornell, selling out the LGBT community to extremists is a real profile in courage. This isn't just a couple of stores in the South. There's a systemic attack on the gay community happening across the country. Really? Can you provide evidence of that? To me, it seems like that community is one of the most powerful, maybe not, if not the most powerful, in terms of social currency in the United States. Wake up, America. What does it stop here? You're black, you're Asian, you're Jewish, you're a woman, you're next. I mean, the fear-mongering is amazing. This is like legendary level. They took three or four items off their register, and some of the are off their products. And you know what? I don't care about if you have a problem with a product, you know, when they're especially targeting kids, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with people being outraged by that. And that seems where all this is coming from. It's not coming from, you know, there are people saying, I walk in the door and here it is. Yeah, it has existed. It has existed. But people have had enough. And can you blame them? I mean, this Pride Month is going to be the most battle frenzied ever. And this is why corporations shouldn't get involved, because 99.99999999% of the sales that Target will make this year will not be this small amount of Pride stuff, okay? But what's important to them is that they virtue signal and they make this stuff out there and they tell everyone that they're woke. Self-cancellation season is in full swing. My first video today was on Target. Now I've got a video on Bud Light just getting worse and worse. And a little bit later, I've got a hilarious video about a new company that decided to jump right into the fray and self-cancel too. This is such an amazing time of year because never before have you seen really the impact, the fervor, the mobilization of people against companies pushing like woke ideology on them. It's now gone from like, hey, this item's a little weird, to like companies are all out getting crushed over, you know, their what would have been seen as standard Pride Month fare just a year ago. People have had enough, and this was destined to happen. Sure, some companies will survive it, of course, and they'll be fine. But this was destined to happen when it just kept pushing people and kept pushing people and kept pushing people. And this is what happens when companies get woke. They go broke. And in Budweiser's case, they're literally headed in that direction as their stock is down another 2% today, because new reports indicate that they are this is not the bottom for them. Anheuser-Busch is down another 2% today. This week, look at this crater. The stock has cratered this morning. 58, it opened at 58.74 and all the way down to 57.42. Over the last month, down 12.24%. Over the last 6 months, by the end of this week, we could see the erasure of this entire run for Bud Light. And I want to start with a huge shout out to a fellow YouTuber that ruthlessly trolled Bud Light. Bud Light trolled with new billboard after the backlash. Now, this is an engineering entrepreneur YouTuber named Conservative Vibes, and he actually rented out a good smartly a business expense, YouTube/Conservative Vibes. It says Bud Light instead of Bud Light. Obviously, this butts for you. Great. Love it. Excellent troll. Huge shout out.
That's some Bud Light here, people. Bud Light.
And he had in a video, and he's trying to get to how many?
If this video gets 100,000 likes, your boy is putting a Bud Light ad on Times Square, New York City.
All right, well, I'm gonna go ahead and leave a like on that. He's at 25,000 now. This is great. But what's interesting is this printed yesterday late. Bud Light boycott could cost Anheuser-Busch 26% of their total earnings. This is why the stock continues to go down. Now it's gone completely through the company. Nearly 2 months after the Bud Light drama, on Tuesday, JP Morgan analysts said they now expect Anheuser-Busch earnings in the United States before interest and tax to fall 26% this year, a decline in sales they do not expect to be recovered by the end of 2024. So to reiterate, Wall Street has said their earnings is going to fall 26%, which I think I think we can do better than that. I think we can push it to 30, 32%. But not only is it going to fall by that much, they're admitting that they cannot possibly get it back. They know these customers are gone. And I think that's partly why Bud Light's not apologizing. Quote, "We believe there is a subset of American consumers who will not drink Bud Light for the foreseeable future," JP Morgan analyst Jared Dinges wrote in a client note. Newsweek reached out for comment. I mean, we see that, you know, Bud Light sales are down 24.6% in the week ending May 13th, according to industry data by Bump Williams Consulting and Nielsen IQ Research. Last year, Bud Light brought in $4.8 billion in sales. Well, here's the thing. The controversy also is hurting other Anheuser-Busch brands such as Budweiser and Michelob Ultra while boosting brand rivals like Coors Light and Miller Lite, which beer businesses daily report are seeing 17% and a 15% sales increase, respectively. It's not only conservatives or anti-trans consumers that have criticized Anheuser-Busch in recent weeks. LGBTQ groups, such as the Human Rights Foundation, have also criticized the company for its handling of Mulvaney backlash, saying it raises considerable concern for members of the community. I mean, this is everybody is pushing back against this company. I mean, this is a company, a multi-billion dollar international company that can't even tweet. It's going to go, we're going on almost 2 months since their last tweet. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually insane. And it gets worse. Bud Light distributors now are speaking out, blasting Anheuser-Busch. We do not support this. I mean, we know that these articles are not going away. Nobody imagined it would go on this long. Bud Light sales continue to plummet over Mulvaney backlash. According to data cited by the beverage industry trade publication Beer Business Daily, sales volumes for Bud Light from the week ending May 13th sank 28.4%, extending the downward trend from 27.7%. Now, we're into the summer of beer, right? The barbecues and all this kind of stuff. And ultimately, people talk at these barbecues, and it's going to spread. I think we really can get it to 30, 32% decline. I really do. You know, I think that there's probably 20, 30% of people who just don't engage in political. They're not online. They do their own thing. You're not going to run a company completely out of business. Not these days, not when they're this big. But if you hurt their earnings 30%, and I mean, these people, like I said, are not coming back. They're just not coming back. This is what happens when these companies want to get woke. It's so insane to me. I mean, you see Bud Light controversy spreads to Target, sending the stock lower. I mean, people have had enough of this. With a 27% drop, I don't really see them coming back from this. 27.7%. At the time of profound cultural and political division in the United States, by the way, which is driven by these very companies, you know, because they don't have to do this. They don't have to, be political. U.S. light beer drinkers simply do not want to be drawn into another debate about values, said Beer Business Daily editor and publisher Harry Schumacher. Quote, "Most people don't care about this issue. They don't want to get roped into a conversation. Therefore, they're not even going to buy the beer." That's the thing. Like I told that anecdote about like the bartender asking this guy in the pub, like when he ordered a Bud Light, like, "Hey, when are you getting your bottom surgery?" Like people don't even want to do that. Like the social stigma is real now. And so they're like literally saying, you know what? I'm just not gonna. I'm just gonna get more Coors or Miller Lite and just avoid it altogether, even though those companies are also exceedingly woke. "Given the array of choices available to beer drinkers, it's easy to switch brands," he said. A spokesperson for Anheuser-Busch InBev, Bud Light's parent company, did not respond. I mean, the idea is like, AB InBev had previously partnered with the LGBTQ community and it also worked with Mulvaney on other campaigns, Schumacher said. The hit to Bud Light, he said, it was simply a matter of wrong place, wrong time. I agree with that. It just seems to be like an unlucky draw, he said. The timing and the zeitgeist and the divided environment all combined to create this unbelievable boycott that nobody could have anticipated. InBev shares have fallen more than 10% since Mulvaney's social media post went live. In a note to clients published Tuesday, JP Morgan analysts said that even if the decline in Bud Light sales stabilizes, they believe the customers will not return. Quote, "Nobody imagined it would go this long," Schumacher said. "It seems random. It struck a nerve. I've never seen anything to compare it to. In all of the consumer packaged goods industry, it's a real shock." Well, these people really shouldn't be shocked. I mean, they really shouldn't be. And you see, like, it's getting so bad that there are supply shortages for rivals. The entire beer industry is floored by the Bud Light is still taking heat over the now infamous promo with Dylan Mulvaney and the backlash that has put rival beers in high demand. According to the publisher of prominent trade publication, Beer Business Daily, the whole industry is in shock. Even Bud's competitors aren't really dancing on the grave because they know it could have happened to them. Beer Business Daily editor and publisher Harry Schumacher said, quote, "This particular promotion just really struck a chord. It was a bridge too far, apparently, for consumers. We're in week 6, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better." He continued, "In fact, the numbers keep getting a little worse every week, down in the 25% area, and their competitors are up almost as much, and that's continuing through today." Schumacher, who regularly speaks to distributors across North America, believes newfound demand for light lagers that aren't owned by Anheuser-Busch could result in a trickle-down effect in the industry. Molson Coors, the parent company of both Coors Light and Miller Lite, might not even be able to supply enough beer as Americans enter a holiday weekend that unofficially kicks off the start of summer. Quote, "You can't just flip a switch and make beer. You know, beer is brewed. It takes, you know, at least a couple of weeks to make. So they haven't had a major supply issues yet, but we're about to hit Memorial Day, and we could probably see some supply shortages there," Schumacher said. Molson Coors did not immediately respond to any kind of comment. Schumacher explained that Anheuser-Busch has begun buying back unsold expired beer from distributors, which brings much relief as those are the people who normally bear the brunt of the cost when product isn't purchased. While a step in the right direction, distributors who rely on Americans purchasing Bud Light will continue to suffer. Quote, "Their sales just keep plummeting down. Keep in mind, this is the beginning of beer selling season. We sell beer in the third quarter. We're about to hit Memorial Day," Schumacher said. "With these trends, it's starting to be material for AB's bottom line, at least in the United States and North America." Schumacher feels that Anheuser-Busch parent company InBev has kept a low profile during the weeks-long saga while hoping it blows over, while simultaneously increasing their marketing budget and offering heavy discounts at retail. Their experience tells them that if you don't want to add to the conversation and add noise because it repeats the news cycle, he said, boycotts like this usually do blow over fairly quickly within a couple of weeks or so. So it's really unusual to be going on 2 months. Well, people have had enough. I think there's probably a degree of permanent damage to the brand, but in the long term, things usually revert back to the mean. We haven't really seen it since 2008 when Miller bought Coors, or they merged and InBev bought Anheuser-Busch. So there's tremendous interest in this, and our traffic and our website is blowing up, Schumacher said. It's a story that just won't die. And I too think it shouldn't. I think we should keep talking about it. Boy, people are not playing around this Pride Month with a general malaise and backlash to any company poking their head out and pandering and getting drag queens or all this kind of stuff. It's like a how to destroy your brand all-you-can-eat buffet going on right now. People have had enough. I completely understand why that is. I completely understand why people are pushing back. And this one, North Face, I don't know if this is a big brand outside of the United States, but it's more a stylish winter coat. Chicks love them. I live in Wisconsin, so winter coats are a thing here. You know, half the country doesn't have to have winter coats. But they also sell all sorts of other outdoor gear and stuff like that. And, well, they decided they wanted to get woke and release a Pride ad. Now, I wasn't sure if this was a brand new ad, it would appear as such. They also have kids gear, which is Pride themed as well. Looks like everyone's just had enough of this altogether, to be honest with you. How to destroy a brand. Clown World has 600,000 views. Let's take a look.
Hi, it's me, Patagonia, a real life homosexual.
Wow. So if you're just listening, you have someone in drag apparently, wearing North Face gear, a man who has a mustache and a wig.
Today I'm here with the North Face.
We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us.
Wow, this is nice.
I actually like this ad. not the ideology behind it, but I think this ad's cool. Like, they have like the 70s style, like I think, you know, like but it's not going well for them.
We like to call this little tour the Summer of Pride. This
Summer
tour
of Pride
has everything: hiking, community, art, lesbians, lesbians making art. Last year we gay saw shade across the nation.
They're clearly channeling like Dylan Mulvaney here, I would say.
And celebrated Pride across the nation with hundreds of you across the nation.
This year we're back again with two new stops.
Atlanta, GA. Why? Because you're there.
I mean, that's just funny. I mean, like, I think the backlash is, you know, they're going to get theirs. Their stock is already dropping today, although it has been for quite some time. Atlanta, shocking. Where else? Portland or Seattle or San Francisco?
In Salt Lake City, we're coming for
SLC.
You.
SLC.
Of course. This year, all these fabulous speakers will be coming from inside this TV to a nature near you.
Never heard any of them.
To come outside and celebrate the beautiful LGHGTV community. That's pretty gay.
I mean, this is now, if you look at the people covering it right now, it's National Pulse. I'm sure, I mean, this is just breaking, so I'm sure it's gonna get a little more attention. Leading outdoor apparel brand, The North Face, has partnered with a drag queen in advance of LGBTQIA2+ Pride Month, even selling, and here's the thing, children's clothing dabbed in gay rainbow colors as part of Out in Nature. Hi, it's me. Oh, we already know. Mr. Gonia opens up the ad. The ad is featured on the North Face's Instagram page and is replete with references to LGBTQ stuff. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that this is going to go as well as they thought. Let's see. Are there comments? How do I see comments? Oh, yeah. See, look at this. Let's look at, you're almost like you're paid to push preposterous propaganda and make better hiking gear, or preposterous propaganda, make better hiking gear and lay off the pandering. And here they actually are responding. We recognize the opportunity our brand has to shape the future of outdoors. We want that future to be a more accepting and loving place. Pride. We're partnering with Patty because we believe the outdoors are for everyone. Who's saying they're not? This is so weird. Welp, another brand I have to clean out of my closet and never buy again. Pretty soon we'll be making our own clothes. Great, now I'll stop buying North Face. WTF, guess they did see all the Bud Light blowback. Didn't see, I assume they mean. I can't believe this is real. So clothing brand using its platform to advertise and glorify LGBTQ stuff using phrases such as come out. Okay, weird, since you guys are selling children's clothes and thus also advertising this to kids. Unfollow. I mean, with 965. I mean, where are all the people thinking that this is awesome? You know, like, first Bud Light and now you, I'm done buying from you. This is, you know, not great for them. It's people, I think Pride Month has just probably peaked in its like ability to just make money, you know? And if you see like, this is called a kids class V brimmer, some sort of hat. I guess, you know, like this is less egregious. I mean, this is just not, you know, this is less egregious than that, I would say, like, but I mean, the people are out for blood right now. I mean, they have it on their homepage. It's not like, you know, explore our Pride collection out in nature. Let's see if they have any kids featured here. You have a Pride tee, shorts, and shoes. Explore the collection. I'm not seeing a lot of... People just aren't, you know, they got a blanket, shoes, slippers, sliders, hats, amphibious romper. No one looks good in rompers. Oh, well, here's a kid. New arrival. Here's a kid wearing a Pride coat. Kids never stop. Hooded wind jacket. Here's an, well, these are young. These are like teenagers. So yeah, they have a few kids items on here. That I, you know, again, Pride is fine. Targeting kids with stuff, not fine. And I mean, obviously, can anyone explain how the heck this ad helps the North Face sell outdoor clothes? They're screaming at you not to buy their products if this violates your values. Accept their challenge. The North Face is owned by the VF Corporation, which also owns, here you go, Supreme, Vans, and Timberland. I mean, if you look, their stock is down 2% today, 50 cents a share. Now, again, if you look back, they're 2.9. It's cratering. Look at this. Now it's down 2%. People are literally... Now, if you look at their five-day, though, it hasn't gone good for them. So they basically lost 11% in the last 5 days. But this could be... I mean, look at this. This is just accelerating their own removal. And again, this is what apparently... these brands want to do. They want to alienate, separate, push their agenda. I just feel like, what is the point? Why even bother? Why are you trying to like screw? Like, look at the North Face trending. The first time anyone's thought about North Face before, and it's everyone, you know, the North Face has now jumped on the LGBTQ bandwagon. Time to boycott North Face. Losing money, brand status, and sales is immaterial. Okay. North Face is up next. Bud Light and Target have somehow have new competition. North Face, I'm sorry to report that North Face has gone full drag queen. I mean, conservatives are, you know, out in numbers. People who are kind of sick of the woke ideology stuff is they're out in numbers. It's not, you know, like this is, I mean, North Face pushes misogyny and targets kids. They got the picture of the kid in there. Pride jacket, not going to good. Saving a lot of money between North Face, Budweiser, and Target. I don't see conservatives wearing North Face much anyway. Sure they do. It's an overpriced brand for Californian pretend hipster outdoors people. No, that's 100% not true. In Wisconsin, a lot of people wear North Face. A lot of them. Now, Carhartt is probably a more conservative-leaning winter coat, but also when it's 10 below zero, you pick the product that keeps you warm for the most part. And, like, it's fine. You know, the ad, again, to me, there's always tons of it. There's always tons of it this month, but the kids' apparel, not a good move. They could have probably avoided the ire of the internet, but... they didn't. North Face unveils new ad with drag queen for Pride Month. Hopefully all the LGBTQ people that the media keeps telling me that the kids are like 30% of kids nowadays are down 3%. The stock's cratering today. I mean, it is like, it is yikes. Well, supposedly there's a huge market out there for this. I haven't seen it with Bud Light. We'll see if Target, we'll see how North Face, we'll check in all these companies after Pride Month, I suppose. Well, self-cancellation season is upon us. That is, well, for maybe the first time ever, as the Pride tornado bears down upon us. Most brands will do lukewarm messages to get out that free branding. It is the thing is a lot, the reason a lot of these companies are so obsessed with Pride Month is really it's the new sweetest day. It's this. It's the new like reason to sell you crap. They don't actually care about LGBTQ communities or people. They're just like, hey, it's June. It's kind of a dry spell. We need some monies before back to school or before the Christmas season. So let's do this. Like, I don't actually think Burger King selling buns with two tops or two bottoms is exactly going to sell more Whoppers, but it gets their name out there. And now we've seen in the 2 months after being out of work, the old Dylan monster, Dylan Mulvaney, has returned to destroy another brand. It would seem that there's been some fall from grace as large, very large companies are no longer interested. In fact, I even covered an article about how the opportunities, brand opportunities for these particular individuals have dropped off significantly. And well, it's because they now are extraordinarily risky. I talked about this article that came out about a week ago earlier where transgender influencers partnerships drop after Dylan Mulvaney controversy. This is a particular another particular trans individual who has said, what's wild is usually April and May, I'm receiving dozens of emails from all sorts of brands, large and small, networks, in-person speaking events, you name it, Montoya said. The last 3 years, it's been overwhelming with the amount of emails asking me to work, asking to work with me for Pride. I haven't even received a dozen yet, she added. Most of Montoya's sponsorships and partnership opportunities are centered around June, which is Pride Month. For years, companies have used the month as a time to celebrate LGBTQ plus community, making trans influencers a sought-after partnership deal. Montoya expected this year to be the same, but the surge in business opportunities she usually receives in April and May has not transpired. Ha! With a collective of 1 million followers across social media accounts, Montoya has a collection of sizable partnerships under their belt, including Rihanna's makeup brand, Fenty Beauty, and social media platform TikTok. Montoya said they still have several sponsorship opportunities, but most of them are from year-long contracts and that were in place already before the Bud Light drama began. Quote, I'm going to be okay. I do have some partnerships, she said, adding that no company cited the Bud Light fallout as a reason not to partner with them. Well, of course they wouldn't do that. But of course, that's exactly why that's happening. And there's a reason why, you know, Dylan Mulvaney hasn't endorsed another product for the last 2 months. They've been, you know, radioactive. I suspect they will continue to be based on this random brand. I guess it's not a tiny company. I shouldn't say that. But it's some random brand that nobody's heard of. So Dylan returns and pitches a hair product, a new ad after Bud Light fiasco. Now, of course, this product is getting tons of backlash as well. 26-year-old, blah, blah, blah. Here's the ad. Let's see. The post is sought for comment. The hair product is officially called K18 Biometric Hair Science. It was launched in 2020 by Britta Cox and Suveen Shahib. It generated $75 million in sales in 2021 and projected to top $100 million last year. So it's not a nothing product. It's certainly not Bud Light. In less than 24 hours since the post, it's generated 70,000 likes. But this is a far, you know, but it also received another 33,000 likes on TikTok. TikTok, the lightning rod influencers clip immediately drew backlash. Buy at K18 Hair. Oh, so if that's who you want to let know on Twitter, is that what their ad is? Let's see, at K18 Hair. Well, that's not them on Twitter. Must be only on Instagram. But you can see already plenty of backlash. Here a bloke K18 can, I don't know, NAFA. I don't really know what that means. Must be a UK term. A bloke masquerading as a woman to add insult to injury, wearing the same ghastly outfit over and over. Promoting this is not the association I want. Buy K18 Hair. Yeah, I mean, I would say that, you know, the most, now they're on here, the woke list must constantly circulate, never forget. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna, you know, this is perhaps a little safer one because they're not a big, you know, a big player, but things have just begun. You know, this ad just got out there, and certainly people will leave. A lot of people in this comment section say that, you know, quote, Republicans finna have some frizzy hair, one Instagram commenter wrote. I don't think most people can even afford this stuff. Another supporter wrote, can't wait to watch conservatives get rid of bottles of hair oil because they're so bothered by, I mean, I don't really care about this. One critic responded saying, literally encouraging groomers. There's a lot of people that didn't want, you know, that are offended by this. I think that this is interesting. Let's see.
For all the frizz in my hair.
Dylan.
Yeah?
Try K18's new molecular repair hair oil.
Looks great.
Dylan has a 5 o'clock shadow. And a lot of these comments, maybe you should wash your hair in Bud Light. Still a man. What is that? Trying to be a man. Look, a guy with long hair. Time to shave.
But how do I use it?
It can be applied on damp or dry hair.
What are the odds? One side of my hair is already wet. How weird of a coincidence is that? Now tell me more.
I mean, this ad, their ad's getting shredded. Typical man who can't read instructions. Try using a razor for your mustache. These are women. Dylan, get a haircut. Sorry, you still have to be a picker. I mean, like, there are, obviously, there are positive comments in here, but you can't make this stuff up, Dylan. You need help. All that, these are all the, I'm not cherry picking. These are all the new, these are all the comments. You know what I mean? Like, that's, there's, I think these are some people look, maybe it's just the latest comments. I don't know how to, you know, look, nor do I care about leaving comments on Instagram. I don't use Instagram. I probably should, since I'm so beautiful, but you know, it's wild how you look again. I don't, God, it's same outfit and everything. Here's the outfit. Here's the outfit. That's wild. Do they, I mean, what's going on? Is it part of a character, like a character, it's part of her character or Dylan's character. Sorry. You know, I guess earlier this month, Mulvaney told a podcaster that they have not accepted. They may not have accepted this paid sponsorship with Bud Light had they known it would spark the reaction. Well, no kidding. I suspect that he probably had lots more paid partnerships that evaporated. I covered it in a different video. Bud Light has lost $16 billion in market share. Billion in market share. Though they didn't mention Bud Light by name, Mulvaney said they accepted numerous, quote, opportunities that they were presented with this year since gaining social media fame. Now trying to be a little more diligent in what I'm accepting because I'm kind of at that beginning. At the beginning, I took everything because I was in a scarcity mindset. Since Mulvaney's promotion of Bud Light, sales of the nation's top-selling beer have plummeted nearly 25%. You know, again, like, so the K18 stuff is just going to end up being another product because this is one where, you know, essentially women have to be the ones that stand up and say, all right, well, you know, the thing is with makeup and hair products, this is a little easier product to, you know, you're probably not going to get boycotted. I think Ulta Beauty did something with Dylan Mulvaney and they got a little bit of blowback, but that community, like that product line is always targeted. I mean, there are significant numbers of men that wear makeup and not even just gay men, you know, and so there's not me. I have this natural beauty, but they exist. And I suppose that like this is a little safer. You know, there's not a lot going on. Well, it begins. Here's Newsweek. Like Newsweek published this article with a long list of people that they have partnerships with. That's interesting. So this is easy. Like K18 hair, Kate Spade, Kind Snacks, KitchenAid, Ole Henriksen, Rent the Runway, Ulta Beauty. I mean, Nike, all these people. I think that they're going to be it's going to be a pretty muted, it's going to be a pretty muted Pride Month, I think. So many advertising posts. We miss you. All they do is, wow, magic. It made frizz disappear from non-frizzy hair. You know, like there's even a lot of people here, like all Dylan does is shill out ads right now. And if you look at the people that follow Dylan, they're like young kids, which is who they market to. You don't see a lot of older people marketing here. And if you do, they're probably weird. $65 an ounce. Yeah, I don't know about that. Good luck. Well, we'll see about the impending backlash for K18 hair. Maybe there will be, maybe there won't be. We all know June is coming. It's coming hard. It's coming fast. And whether you like it or not, it's coming on you. That's what Pride Month does. And baseball, just like the NFL, all these sports organizations, they rely on the multinational global market. Anytime a company really relies on that stuff, you can kind of expect very similar political opinions. You know, Nike, baseball, football, they're all BLM and Pride Month and all this stuff. All of the WEF approved talking points are parroted by any major corporation that's publicly traded or available on the wider market or, you know, global stage. It's as predictable as the sunrise and sunset. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers, yesterday is a baseball team, if you're unfamiliar, have embroiled themselves in a situation where they have re-invited some nuns who apparently are queer and trans, and also apologized to them after banning them in the first place. If there's one group of people you're allowed to trample on, it's Christians. If you look in this country, you can burn a Bible, but you can't burn a trans flag. I mean, or LGBTQ flag. That's a hate crime. You know, Dodgers reinvite queer and trans nuns troop with apology. Los Angeles Dodgers are back to welcoming a drag troupe of queer and trans nuns to their annual Pride Night celebration at a home game in June, and they threw in an apology less than a week after disinviting the, quote, Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a move which pleased offended Catholics but upset LGBT organizations. The Major League Baseball team announced Monday that it had reconsidered that decision. You mean some investor picked up the phone and said, no, you don't get to have an opinion on this. Quote, after much thoughtful feedback from my diverse communities, honest conversations within the Los Angeles Dodgers organization, and generous discussions with the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, the Los Angeles Dodgers would like to offer our sincerest apologies to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, members of the LGBTQ plus community, and their families and friends. Jeez, anyone else? They asked him to come back. Now, the announcement marks another turnaround for the Dodgers regarding the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which calls itself, quote, leading edge order of queer and trans nuns in San Francisco and has a chapter in LA. In a statement last week, the team had decided to disinvite them, which had been slated to receive a Community Hero Award, because of strong feelings of people who have been offended by their inclusion in our evening. And in an effort not to distract from the great benefits we've seen over the years, Catholic organizations have been pushing for the team to pull the invitation, saying the group of drag queens who dresses up as nuns are an insult to their faith. Senator Mark Rubio had even written to the Major League Baseball commissioner, Rob Manfred, questioning how the league could be inclusive and welcoming to Christians while also having a team honor a group that mocks Christians through diabolical parodies of our faith. Now, again, I've always said this. I'm not a very religious person, but I can recognize why people who are of faith and deep faith might feel this way. And again, it's only Christians and Catholics that get this, by the way. If it was a Muslim thing, there's no way, right? We all know this. Let's stop pretending, all right? Christians are on the bottom of the social currency victimhood scale. You can say and do whatever you want about them, and no one will care. That's just the way it is. I'm not saying I agree with it, but that's the facts. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which claims not to be anti-Catholic, says its members use humor and irreverent wit to expose the forces of bigotry, complacency, and guilt that chain the human spirit, while promoting human rights and diversity. Well, if you've seen a lot of these churches lately, I mean, there's certainly plenty of churches that are hosting drag stuff and all this other kind of stuff. So I don't know about the church TM. I'm not talking about religion or your Christianity, but I'm talking about the church TM. Certainly, I've seen plenty of embracing of this woke ideology. Groups such as LA Pride, which produces the annual LA Pride Parade and Festival, and LA LGBT Center declared they would skip Pride Night. Oh, God. Oh, you might have to sell to actual fans of the game. Now, of course, they get crushed in the comments. So they put this out, right? You see a lot of these replies. Here's Cernovich. Post pictures of this group for your social media. The fans will love them. You see, I'm old enough to remember MLB pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta, checks notes, for passing voting laws less restrictive than New York. Here is the group. Here's a group. This is the thing. Here's who it actually is. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Easter is almost here. Have you decided on your Foxy Mary or Hunky Jesus costumes yet? The rules are very simple. Be creative. This one says fire loads, not guns. Gun control. These people are not religious. Everyone is welcome to join. I mean, they are just trying to stir up hate. I hope you lose. Here, you are pathetic to give in to this group making fun of nuns who dedicate their lives to following God. You are spineless and unethical. I admire the way the Muslims deal with blasphemers. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would like to see people of all faiths. I mean, like, that's, I'm just saying, you know the Los Angeles Dodgers are anti-Catholic. Maybe you could go all the way and sacrifice a Christian to the Lions in between innings. You have, in one move, you manage to turn off conservatives and slap Christians in the face with disgusting drag nuns. What a disgrace you've become. What was recently at a game won't be coming back. And, like, you know, the thing is, most of these losers who are praising these blasphemers, essentially, have never attended a baseball game. They don't know. They couldn't tell you who a single reliever on the Dodgers roster is. They care about their ideology. Sour Patch Lids writes, this is the weakest possible response. Long may your sales suffer. Enjoy your Anheuser-Busch treatment. That won't happen. We've seen this in the past. Sports ball, people don't boycott it. You know, not in any serious numbers. People are addicted. We had all the NFL stuff, right? All the NFL stuff. They had the biggest ratings in the Super Bowl ever this year. Now, there are a lot of people that tune out. For example, for me, even though I've grown up a Green Bay Packers fan, you know, I really never try to miss a game. Now I started skipping them or, you know, DVRing them or just kind of catching them. You know, the days of me sitting down for 3 hours and, like, slamming brews and watching the Packer game and then watching the two-hour post game if they won, you know, and all this kind of, and watching the pregame. Those days are all gone, and it's because of the political stuff. So I know I'm already watching less, but they're still recruiting more than they're losing. The LA Dodgers is a hate group. They hate Catholics, Christians, embrace bigoted pervs and groomers. Decent people despise your brand and team. Disgraceful. I mean, this is a lot of, somewhere Tommy Lasorda is spitting mad. The one thing here, really, Dodgers, this is like the anti-Christian. Here's twerk it, drag. These are not religious people. And if you are religious, you are extremely offended by this. This is embarrassing disgrace. When is Christian's night? Of course, you know, pathetic, shame on you. Bet you'd never entertain the Sisters of Muhammad. You know, and this is just, again, it'd be one, it's like you can pretty much understand, look, these people can just buy a ticket, right? Is anybody stopping these people from buying tickets? They can buy tickets and attend the game like anyone else. It's when you as an organization are reaching out and making a statement. You see the Dodgers siding with anti-Catholic hate group, Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Shows us exactly who holds the power. The LGBTQ community is not oppressed. They are not victims. They are bullies. I mean, I don't disagree with that. Now, I don't like to say community because honestly, the LGBT people I know in my life aren't involved in any politics or anything like that. They're just getting on, like they're getting on with life like anyone else. All religions are equal, but some religions are more equal than others. People don't care. Corporations don't care about Christians or Catholics. I don't know why. I really don't. Maybe because they don't organize good enough and boycott enough. Amber Athey writes, there's plenty of organizations that do, quote, life-saving work that don't make a point to engage in anti-Catholic bigotry. I mean, this is fine, you know. It's fine. I don't really see a lot of people agreeing with this. And this is what the, you know, a multi-billion dollar organization does. These people are clearly offensive to Catholics, Christians. LA Dodgers don't care. The point, you know, that group of people represents, I don't know, 10%, 15% of the population, but they're more worried about upsetting 0.003. You tell me who has the power. Hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, make sure to leave a like on it, and we'll talk to you again real soon.